Fair. Started in Arviantif. I didn't have
Okay, Simon Tzadi Ches, Sif Chav Gimel. When somebody bakes on Yom Tov, you can't make any sort of form with a tfus or with a hand. Not to make any sort of designs. But like birds and similar things like that. All right? Because that's like writing. You're not allowed to shmir anything on Shabbos, just like on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. You know how to heat up wax or fats to attach it to a menorah or a wall. Perhaps you're going to shmear it. But let's say the pipe is full of chaylev. You could clean it out with something that's not muksa. Meaning you have to, this comes up when you're trying to clean out the glasses from all the wax and all that. So you're allowed to clean it out with something that's not mukser. Chavei, also lechavos eish b'yom tov, you're not allowed to put out fire on yom tov. A few ligram kibui aser, even to cause kibui is aser. Lachain also laham and ner doilek b'makom sheyachol nanashe b'ruach lechoyze. It's aser to leave a lit candle in a place that it's gonna blow out, which is very negay on sukkahs. You have to light the candles in a proper place, especially when you open the door. It might come out, it might blow out. Even though right now the wind is not blowing. Same thing. It's also to open a door or a window, like opposite a lit candle. You're not allowed to cover over a fire with a kli or with prepared ashes. Meaning you, I'm sorry, I say you're not allowed. You are allowed to cover the fire with a kli or with ashes that are prepared, even though it's possible. It's possible it's going to go out a little bit. Since you're not mechavan to put it out, and it's a malacha that you don't need for the guf of it. Meaning, malacha chenetz to the guf is very complicated. It's basically when you do malacha, you have to want the end result. So when you want to fire out just because you don't want it on, there's no end result there that you really want. You want to have a positive result. Like putting out a candle in order to save the wick, that's a positive result. But just to put something out, is there's no positive result from that. So therefore, it becomes a derabanan. So fine. But the letzayir of yomtiv. So since it's not his kavana is not to put it out, so therefore letzayir of yomtiv, it's allowed. Right? Meaning, so this comes up a lot also when you want to lower the flame and you want to cause the flame to get a little lower. So then that would be mutter. But only for that day. Also, but to do it for the night, it's also. Because the night is the second day yom tov. I mean, you're not allowed to prepare from day till night. You're not allowed to kasher kalim, ve'en malabin kalim. Libun means to put fire on there. Shanesu, they're also within tefilas kalim. Whether you're allowed to toivel kalim on yom tov is later on. Well, it's actually earlier, but that's because you're being masaket. Washing kalim on yom tov, same as Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash them from yom tov rishon to yom tov sheni. But it's a little different than washing it on Shabbos because you are allowed to turn on the hot water on yom tov. Shabbos you can't, obviously. You are not allowed to light up fire in order to heat up the house. Ella imakor godol, unless it's so cold, shamacholim nekroshim, avitzara chayfal nefesh, unless the food is hot, and if the food is, I'm sorry, cold, and it's a tzara chayfal nefesh. Avalimein akor godol, also, rakal yidei akum mutter, with the goy, it is mutter. Right, now, the reason for this is because it's not shavu lechol nefesh, meaning you're allowed to put on fire on Shabbos, On sorry, on Yontif, you're allowed to put on a fire, but from an existing flame. But that's really only for food preparation. You could do it for non-food preparation, but that's only if it's so cold that everybody would want to turn on the fire for that, which is very difficult to figure out. So that's why you're saying it's only if the food is going to get bad, and then that's why you're putting on the fire in order to in order for the food to get bad. But for a guy, it would be allowed, right? Fine. You're allowed to heat up water to wash your hands, but not your whole body. This is the big showering on Yom Tov issue, because we don't look at bathing every day, showering every day, as something that all people do. But hands, feet, and face, that's everybody does. So then you're allowed to heat up water for that. And for a child, and also if you need to wash,
Is
if it's
that
also.
true nowadays that not everybody does that?
So this is a big debate. The truth be told, from the research that was done by the Rabbonim, most of the world does not shower every day. The question is, do you take into account your city, your state, your country? It could even be that the majority of America doesn't shower every day. It could be. I don't know. I never did a study for that.
But if
But I'm
you
assuming.
do you become an istinus or something that may get you to do it, Laos?
No. The only thing you could get, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, if you're a chayla, so if you're a chayla, then you could, because a chayla is shavu l'chol nefesh. Anybody who's a chayla needs to take a hot shower to heal himself or whatever it is. That Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you could do. No. But it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. That's what we say.
What
But
about
Latzara.
for Simchas Yontif? Like you feel
Simchas Yontif
so
is not enough.
disgusting,
No.
you need a shower.
He doesn't even let you turn on the heat in your house. Let's start off Yom Tov. Kol Shekein, a shower.
No, but the heat is something different. The heat you're starting your
No,
furnace,
it's talking
but
about even. No, it's talking about from an existing flame. He doesn't even allow you to do that. Right?
I have to find your cheat sheets from Shir a couple years ago.
All
I
right,
have it in one
good.
of my Bekishes.
Let me know. Let me know. Okay, let's start a tina for a child. Also, gamkin l'chamimayim b'shvila. You're not allowed to heat up water for a child. Filoi de'akum, even with a guy. Achichon l'harvest b'shvila. But you are allowed to add to him, meaning dehainos b'shvila. From getzas mayim l'bishul. When you need a little bit of water for cooking, muta l'chamim filu yurigedal. Meaning, let's say you need a pot. Do you want to make pasta on Yom Tov? So what you could do is add hot water that you're going to need to bathe the child, right? Raksha, put all the water into the pot before the fire goes on. Don't add the water afterwards. And if the child is a little bit sick, then you could heat up the water with the guy. You're not allowed to light fire, whether it's from a stone, bei mesuchis, whether it's from glass, bei me'etzim, panasim, begofris, whether it's from wood that makes like a match, right? Because you're not meaning no fire from scratch. Lamed beis ain't nice in mugmar. You're not allowed to make mugmar is like what do you call it? Like frankincense, think no good incense. Dainu lefazim mina b'samam alakacholim, to put different type of b'samam on the coals. Bein la'riach, bein la'gamar is a bias like kalim. Whether you want it for smell, or whether you want to make the house smell good, d'chsiv, l'chol nefesh. You need something that everybody wants, like we just mentioned. To make incense smell in the house is only from the mefunokim and mefunokim, people that need special treatment. Oh, the big one, cigarettes. That's a big machlokes, and that's when the kitzur was. Nowadays, that smoking is really frowned upon. It's really hard to be meikel. And even those that are meikel, you have to be careful not to light paper, and not with coals. When you throw them down on the ground, it becomes extinguished. You can make a mistake. Since that's the regular way you do it during the week. Let's say this is the big cigarette issue for those that smoke. It says the company name on there. Then you also have erasing. Right? So that's why you can't smoke all the way down. Now, a lot of cigarettes, from what I understand from the shilas, have the names all over the cigarettes. So that's more of a problem. Gam ain lash and betoy kli pipe chodesh. You can't use a new pipe because then you're finishing. Gam also lach because a titan the yom tif. You also can't cut the cigars or the cigarettes on yom tif venira. Doadin the also lahaser as a kesavis min a cigarette. And not only that, but you can't cut the edges of the cigarettes. Bottom line is because that's makib patish. Bottom line is smoking is a big issue for health and for halacha.
So you had guys with the lettering on the bottom. They go through the whole pack of cigarettes and like color it out.
Oh, is
So
that
it's
what they
not
do?
really yeah. So people
Wasn't Gershon on before? Wasn't
Very
Gershon on?
interesting. Very interesting.
Wasn't
I don't.
Gershon on? Did he get off of the cigarette thing?
No, he wasn't. He doesn't usually come on.
Oh, I
He
thought he was
vapes.
on. He
That's
does
it for
vaping.
tonight. That's for that one,
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Yeah, that's the end of the recording.
All right.
They
Stop there.
Ravon, someone asked Ravon.